Morning, Gareth.
So, return to work. The federal government seem anxious for this. No doubt your members are anxious for this.
I think everyone's anxious for it. We launched last week our COVID-19 hotel hospitality tourism industry training program in hygiene and COVID-19 awareness. And within 6 days, as of last night, we've already had 20,000 people register and undertake the training. That's unheard of. That's phenomenal in terms of the level of interest and the level of participation. And I think what it goes to show is testimony to the desire of people working in hospitality and tourism to get back into action and to get back to work. The desire of businesses to reopen as soon as possible. What we're mindful of is the reopening process and the stages of reopening have to be done very carefully. This is a scientific approach. It's not necessarily about the hospitality business needs being the first consideration of government, because the highest consideration at this point in time is to prevent community outbreak, and we understand that. But we've got to try and work with that process and get practical measures in place to get our businesses reopened.
Do you hold hope that the National Cabinet meeting on Friday might have more to say about licensed premises being able to reopen, or at least the roadmap to get there?
Well, I think it will certainly address a number of issues, and what that is, no one knows yet at this stage, and I'm not going to sort of crystal ball gaze, but we are preparing for the potential for hospitality to reopen in some shape or form within the next month.
Yeah.
The cabinet process on Friday, as we know, national cabinet meeting, then federal cabinet is meeting, then a number of other state cabinets will be meeting post that, with a view to providing some guidance in state and territory jurisdictions. What is a reality, Gareth, is that even if a decision is made on Friday to suddenly reopen, a bulk majority of hospitality businesses, it's still going to take a long time or a reasonable amount of time for people to get systems and processes in place. If you just think about the logistics of this, it's about obviously the health and hygiene of the venue, clearing cool rooms and putting in place all the systems. Then, of course, the food supply chain has to get up and running again, and suppliers have got to be manufacturing. The delivery systems have got to be in place. And if every hospitality business in the state is suddenly ordering at once, it's going to be chaos. Yeah. So there has to be a general understanding that there's a phased-in approach to hotels, hospitality businesses, pubs, bars, restaurants, caterers getting back into gear. And we're certainly talking to government about a phased-in approach. For staff themselves, there's a range of new training that's required and systems that will be required for on-premise activity. But we're very confident that government is working positively with us at a state level, and certainly at a federal level. We've had the opportunity to talk to members of federal cabinet, federal members of West Australia, Nev Power, who's been great in terms of heading up the COVID-19 commission, and the work that his organisation is doing at that level.
I understand Nev Power is addressing the National Cabinet this morning. Just last question, Bradley. If the approach is, yes, licensed premises and other hospitality venues can reopen, but with the 4 square metre rule, for example, and it means that the maximum capacity of a venue goes from 200 to something substantially less than that, will there be venues who actually will look at it and go, you know what, this doesn't work for us in a business sense, even with the ability to reopen if we have to cut down on our numbers?
I think the 1 in 4 square metre rule doesn't work at all for a range of business types. There has to be a different model approach, and it has to be very subjective, so it allows business by business the ability to still deal with social distancing between non-related parties. But if venues can arrange tables, and I think we've certainly starting with a seated environment as opposed to a stand-up vertical drinking environment, but a seated environment where related parties can be seated together, the 1 in 4 square metre rule is irrelevant. It's more about how to venues manage the layout to best meet the social distancing guidelines.
Okay. Bradley, thank you for your time.